Mouse, look. The house noticed us. Floor to ceiling roses. And they're the very species you stole from me. I'm not sure how they're growing so well, sprouting from the floor and walls like that. I'm sure they'll fade in time, but... All those thorns. I'm left wondering how we're expected to walk to the door, let alone open it. We've lived here for 8 years, and even now, I cannot read all of the house's intentions. But if I were to wager a guess... I believe the house... wishes for me to forgive you. I'll think about it. Is it such a surprise that the house is so taken with you? Given our introduction, I wouldn't blame you for fearing it might treat you as an invasive object and sequester you in some tiny room. It's unaccustomed to guests, after all. But it doesn't do that naturally, you know. It can tell when something pleases me. I'm convinced now it would never intentionally harm you, any more than it would harm me. If you asked me when I first came to live here if the house had a personality, I would have called you a sentimental fool. But I think it's grown one, yes. Even when it makes mistakes or seems confused, often I can detect what it was trying to do. And, moreover, it's sensitive to my moods. It knows when I'm displeased. It knows when I despair. You've seen it react. Its creaks, its tremors, that long rip that appeared in the wallpaper about your little confession. This, with the roses, it's different. In the days when the house was more aware, it would communicate its own whims like this occasionally. I swear sometimes it even seemed to have a sense of humor. One late night I was at work in my study and wanted to check my notes regarding one of the garden beds. But no matter how much I argued or bargained, each time I left for the garden, the house always took me straight to my bedroom, again and again. Faced with the choice of returning to my work without checking my notes or going to bed, eventually I succumbed to the temptation of sleep. The next morning, I found coffee waiting for me, as if in apology. I think the roses are a good sign. The house hasn't had an outburst like this in quite a long time, but then again, it's also been years since I was this happy. Yes, tempting as it is to remain in bed with you, we really should return to our work. Let me try something. Uproot the roses, please, house. No! Ah! Mouse! No!
Mouth! Mouth! Are you all right? Oh, thank goodness. Don't panic. I know it's dark. It's all right. I'll have you out in a moment. You're in the library. The hole closed up behind you. We're lucky the bed didn't fall in after you. It was a near thing. Now the house is blocking off entry while it repairs the room. House! Put back the door! Come on. Come on. There. A fucking nightmare. The goddamn roots. I didn't realize they were so enmeshed with the floor. There you are. I've got you. Oh, bloody hell. You're covered in splinters. Can you stand? Is anything broken? Yeah, I'll help you up. Careful. Steady. There. I could have... almost... Fuck. I'm just so glad you're all right. Let's get you to the workshop. I can patch you up there. You honestly think I'm going to allow you to take another step after that? Of course I'm carrying you. In times past, when I requested that the house remove something, the object always faded into light. I thought it would be the same with the roses, but it appears it took my wording a bit too literally. Yeah. Sit. God. Look at you. It's a wonder all you got were some thumps and scrapes. Your poor arm got the worst of it, didn't it? First, a tonic. You're going to be very sore in a few hours without it. Let's see. Yes. Poppies. Honey. Turmeric. Paradise blossoms. Ambergris essence. No. Where the hell did I put it? Ah. Ruvian sea lily. Here we are. Yes. I'm aware most of those are also aphrodisiacs. If last night indicates anything, you're not lacking in that regard. It will also help you sleep. You'll need rest if you're to recover adequately. Now, while that brews, something for your splinters. Yes. Smells nice, doesn't it? This solution will help draw out the deeply embedded splinters and prevent infection. It'll sting a bit at first, but it's better than waiting for hours for them to come out on their own. House? A hot bath, please. That should do nicely. Now off with your clothes. I'll help. God, you poor little thing. It looks horrible. Let me help you into the tub. There. There you are. Yes, Don't worry. The stinging will fade in a moment. You're bearing it bravely. Now, finally, that arm shouldn't be hard to clean up, at least. Damn. That scrape spans almost all the way up to your shoulder. Did you catch it against something as you fell? I believe I can use one of your unguents for that. But brace yourself. This will hurt. I know. You're doing so well. Almost done. Just a little longer, okay? It's okay. Be over in a moment. And this will help. That's it. The worst of it's over. I'm such a selfish ass. I could have lost you. And I don't even know your name. Oh. A pretty name. I should have asked sooner. Mine is Callistus. It means most beautiful. Ironic, isn't it? You and your strange tastes. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised you think it's a name that still suits me. I used to be beautiful, but all I saw were flaws. I was not unlike your former master, once upon a time. I craved beauty, like one would a drug. At the decrepit age of 20, I drank tonics of gold chloride, mixed with diethyl ether and powdered emeralds to preserve my youth. I bathed in red wine and wore nightly masks of bee venom and rose petals. I was obsessed. I would chase any treatment. The more intimidating, the better. I washed my hair with horrifying concoctions, powdered my face and rouged my lips with substances that would make you gag. What can I say? Money was no object to me, and I would endure any amount of disgust or discomfort if it meant I could achieve perfection. I would have done anything to attain it. Anything. Ugh. Mostly, I wished to outshine my fellows in the royal court. We were all obsessed with one particular noble. I no longer remember his name. Everyone simply called him Monsieur. He only gathered the rarest beauties to his inner circle, and I wanted to be his choicest jewel. I'm surprised that period of my life didn't kill me. It almost did. One summer I fell deathly ill with a wasting sickness. The cause ended up being a questionable pot of cosmetics a friend had innocently gifted me. It took me almost a full year to recover. That experience taught me caution. I decided from then on, if I wanted to find a cure, I would have to make it myself. That's how I began my studies. I built a library. I plotted out the garden and had this workshop built. I sought seeds and saplings from all over the world. I obtained stores of lion's fat and deer bezoars, ground up minotaur horns, unicorn fleece, all sorts of fancy things. I could have done such useful things with such ingredients and tools at my disposal. But of course, my obsession with youth and beauty only grew the more I learned. Your tonic. Just a moment. This should make you feel more comfortable. Drink it slowly. Good. And a kiss. No health benefits that I'm aware of, but course you'd like to know how this happened. It was so long ago, it seems like a blur. Gradually, my research took me to sinister places. I grew so desperate, I started considering making pacts. It's a tale as old as time. I made my demands. The Enchantress named her price, and I could not meet it. So I turned into this. No. Don't misunderstand, Mouse. If anything, living this way has thoroughly cured me of my need to be beautiful. Wrinkles, silver hair, crow's feet, I'd wear them gladly if I could only be myself again. It's not solely my body that I miss. The longer I remain a beast, the less I trust myself, my temper. My family shut me away in this forest in fear that I would hurt someone. In the beginning, I didn't think myself capable. But now, I fear for my selfhood. The thoughts and impulses that race through my head. If I don't find a way to reverse this, I believe one day I may do something unspeakable. And the house's cognizance in decline. What if one day I woke up and it was simply dead all around me? Without it to care for me. Without regular baths and meals and wine. I fear my humanity might slip even further. I'd turn into a tale to scare children with. A monster at the center of a maze. And now, we have this new matter to deal with. Prior to this morning, the worst thing that ever happened was that occasionally I'd lose myself in a closet or down a twisting hallway, irritating but harmless. I did not think it a truly unsafe place to live until this morning. I still believe the house would never intentionally hurt you, but accidentally. Something in me broke when I saw you disappear down that hole. I thought, if I go down there and find them dead from a snapped neck, I will simply cease caring. I would rather let myself devolve into mindless brutality than... I'm sorry, Mouse. I was careless. Thank you. I wouldn't have blamed you if you never forgave me, but thank you. I'm not sure what my plans are yet. All I care about right now is taking care of you. I'll figure the rest out later. It looks like your tonic is doing its job. Your pupils are blown, and you're wearing an adorably dreamy face. Yes, it's definitely taking effect. You should sleep, dear. That way I can spare you the discomfort of removing the splinters. When you wake, you'll find yourself in bed. You'll be dry and safe in my arms. And I can go to work, relieving all your other aches.